Yeah, good afternoon.
Matthew, the very latest, we have seen that they've been served with notice. They have to appear, apparently, in the Western Cape High Court in a couple of weeks' time. But our understanding is that the Wingfield site in Maitland, just off Fort Trekker Road, and Paint City in Belleville, these were only temporary sites.
Yes, yeah.
So what is the status quo now? Everyone has to leave. And where will they go to?
That's a problem. I think that question would be better if you could ask it to the City of Cape Town, Public Works, and Home Affairs, because these are the departments that have filed for the eviction. So up to now, we don't know yet. We know nothing about where they are going to take people, you know, but we received already the notice for eviction. Yeah.
And then I believe the next step to this is that those who have been evicted, you'd have to appear in the Western Cape High Court in a couple of weeks' time. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the court hearing is on 8th of October, I mean next month. Yeah.
The 8th of October.
That's right. So yeah, but sorry, I wanted to correct something. I mean, all the people that are living in this two sites are not all from Burundi. They are people from different nations. They are people from Congo DRC, from Bangladesh, from Ethiopia. I mean, so many nationalities.
Yeah, we understand that. We do get that report. We just highlighted the statements made by one of the foreign nationals from Burundi. It's the woman that was quoted by media, but we know that it comprises of foreign nationals from DRC, Congo, from Burundi, from Bangladesh, etc., etc. Now, what is the status quo of these foreign nationals? Are they undocumented? Do they have asylum seekers permits? Do they have documents that allow them to stay in the country? Are these documents up to date? What is the latest regarding that?
Yeah, you know, most of these people that are staying in these two sites have a document. All of them, I mean, not all of them, but most of them are documented. And Home Affairs knows it, you know. They know it because a couple of times they've been coming here to take people to Home Affairs for verification, you know. So they know that most of the people that are staying in this site are documented. You know, and even if they are calling, they are calling us, that we are staying illegally in this site. That's not true, because we were brought here by the City of Cape Town, Home Affairs, and the Public Works. So I don't understand why today we've become, illegal in this site. That's what I don't understand.
Now, Matthew, there's a bit of confusion. Government is saying that they've offered to relocate you guys to a lot of the shelters, or the foreign nationals, that is, right? To shelters that are run by local and provincial government in the city and in the province. But the argument that government has provided was that a lot of the foreign nationals in these sites have refused to be relocated to these shelters that are under the jurisdiction of local and provincial government. Is that true? Others are asking to be repatriated to other countries outside of the African continent. Are these all rumors, or can there be validations behind this?
I think these are rumors, because none of the people that are staying here have asked anyone to take them out of African countries. No. But what we said, and this is the offer that, Home Affairs or the City of Cape Town, they are calling offers. You know, they came here to ask people to go back to the same communities where they ran away from. You understand? Mm-hmm. We ran away from xenophobia. And everyone in South Africa, they know that xenophobia exists in South Africa. We don't hate South Africans, but this is a reality. There is xenophobia in South Africa. You know, they never offered anybody to go or to any, shelters or whatever. No, they ask people to go back to the same communities they run away from. That's what the offer they are talking about.
Okay. All right. Matthew Sabiti, community member. Let's leave it right there. Thanks so much for joining us on PM Drive.
At the Voice of the Cape, we believe in providing a platform for diverse perspectives and opinions. We encourage open dialogue and the free exchange of ideas. We value inclusivity and respect for all viewpoints. We strive to foster understanding and promote constructive conversations within our community. However, the views expressed on any of the Voice of the Cape's live programming, pre-packaged content, outside broadcasts, simulcasted programs or podcasts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Voice of the Cape, its management or staff. For any concerns or inquiries, please reach out to our team directly.